Hey, welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You just heard Phony by Druann. Before that, Melancholia by Buds, and that set kicked off by Bluefold, their track You and Me. All of a type, doing sort of bedroom indie pop rock stuff with guitars and drum machines and drums and stuff. Sort of small groups or independent songwriters. And we're going to keep things going in that direction here on the Vancouver Mixtape, as I, Jesse, take you through a whirlwind tour of what's new and interesting in the Vancouver independent music scene. We're going to go to Blood Machine, another singer-songwriter who verges maybe a little more like 90s alt-rock, some sort of industrial influences. Anyway, this track from the self-titled record Blood Machine is called Dogfight, and it's very cool, so enjoy.
Shot down in a dogfight, kept your dignity. No consequences for the left except their old friend misery. Try to save the best for last, a good deeds get ignored.
welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape. It's me, Jesse, all by myself, just playing you some music by local artists. That's what I do on the podcast. That's what I do on the radio show sometimes. And this is one of those times. Hope you're enjoying yourself as much as I am. You just heard fun music by Reveal Yourself from the record Love Deluxe. That one is called Happy Button. I feel like that very appropriately titled for the band. There's a lot of happy, manic energy going on there. Before that, we had music by Cherry Pick, White Fur from the, I don't know how to say this. It's :3, but it's like the, you know, like the cat emoji or the, you know, anyway, which is out now on Light Organ Records. So cool stuff there. A couple of Light Organ picks today. Cherry Pick, of course, who you just heard, and Gia, who we heard right at the beginning of the program. I'm going to turn now to something a little bit different, and it is, well, I don't know if you remember way back in the day, we had a guest on the show by the name of Pekki Hajukovic, who was talking about his new program at that, or program, his new project at that point, Rain Cloud, R-E-I-G-N, Cloud, doing some cool electroacoustic stuff and trying to make his own sort of like Gorillaz analog of a fictitious band with its own history and stuff. Well, I have not seen Pekki in a long time since then, but he's releasing music in lots of different ways. And we're going to play two separate Pekki projects. One is a collaboration with Lily Seika Jones and Pekki Hajukovic, called Forget Me Not, which is like a concept album about the journey of a chipmunk. I don't know if you ever read the Redwall books, but they're sort of like medieval fantasy featuring rodents. And the cover of this is really giving Redwall. There's a chipmunk wearing a cloak and holding a staff. And, well, that really spoke to me. And then I saw that it was by Pekki and Lily, who I do not know, but, you know, I trust the friend finding and collaboration of Pekki. So we're going to hear that, and then we're going to hear a new song by Pecky's other band, Tamish, T-A-M-I-S, and then there's an accent on the S that I don't know exactly what that does, but we're going to hear that, provided I can pull it up. And then we'll hear some other stuff. But to start with, we're going to hear from Forget Me Not by Lily Seika Jones and Pekki Hajukovic. This track is called Reckoning.
Just beyond these mountains is home. Willow fen, teacup. I am almost home. Can you hear me? I hear you. And you.
That's it for the Vancouver Mixtape this week. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been fun, right? That was A Song for Fairy Creek by Recovery Signals. Cool folk duo. Before that, we had Pekka Hajukovic, doubleheader. We heard Lily Seika Jones and Pekka with their track Reckoning off of the cool concept album Forget Me Not. And then Pecky's band, Tamish, with the track Road. Yeah, that's it for this week. Thanks for hanging out. Hope you're staying cool. Wear sunscreen, drink lots of water, wear a hat. Evergreen advice. Anyway, take care. Love you lots. Bye.
Hey, did you know you can donate those empties to help clean beaches?
How's that?
Just put them in a clear plastic bag and take them to Return It Express. They have this app you can get where you choose Living Ocean Society to donate the refund.
Living Ocean Society?
Yeah, it's this cool group that's been cleaning beaches up on the North Island. But it's expensive to work way out there, so you can help by donating.
Well, don't I have to sort them and count them and all that?
Nope. Bag them, drop them, and you get a charitable tax receipt at the end of the year. Learn more at livingoceans.org.